All right, so we're doing the Rechaim on Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav. Before we get started, one thing I like about this is about this area. It's just as a forewarning, this is very difficult. It's going to take us a long while, to actually penetrate what Rechaim's saying. But first of all, this is great for. I never would have done this in the beginning of the year because I think it's way too advanced. But I think at this point, I'm hoping that you guys can follow this. But the key thing here is that we got to be led by Rechaim. There's a reason, if you want to really see how Rav Chaim brings about, so to speak, the Brisk HaDerech, is these kind of, it's studying his works, but especially these kind of Rav Chaims are almost magical. But it takes a lot of patience, and you need to, I'm being serious, it's unbelievable. When you get to what he's saying, there's nothing like it, but you have to see why he pushes in a certain direction. The other thing you also see, which Rav Chaim is famous for, is that he'll take what seems to be the most minor thing ever and create two massively different, universally different systems of how to look at the Beis HaMikdash. And what I hope to show you at the end is that the Rambam has one view of what the Beis HaMikdash is, and the Ramban has a completely different version. Just from one little tiny issue, one diuk. Okay. All right, starting, so the first source, I gave you guys some background sources to look at, which I think will help us getting into the Ruach Chaim. We're not going to do all of it. I just want to do the Pasuk and the Sifra, and then we'll go right into the Ruach Chaim. Okay? So what does the Torah tell you? Give me the background. What, give me the background.
I don't know the Torah is the background.
No, what's the background for this? Another one of you die, and this is where the pshat comes that comes from, that they had alcohol prior to entering into the Ohel Moed. Okay, doing their avoda. So what does the Torah tell you? Yain b'shechar.
Yain b'shechar al teish ato vanecha itach b'voacham el Ohel Moed v'lo tamusu.
So what is all the Torah seems to tell you? So again, this is why if you're not Torah Shabbat Peh, you can't really learn Torah Shabbat Sav, right? The pasuk is telling you what? I can't drink, right? You and your sons, referring to the Kohanim, calling God on the Kohanim, right? Bivoachem el Ohel Moed. Only when? Now, this is what it sounds like. When I go into where? Ohel Moed.
I mean, you're only allowed to drink when you are going into the Ohel Moed.
Based on the Torah, all the Torah tells you is that a Kohen cannot walk into what zone? Which area there? The Heichal Kodesh Kodashim. Right? He can't walk into there if he's drunk. That's all you can really deduce from the Torah at this point. The Vo'achem Ohel Moed. V'lo Samusu. It's a fascinating Sifra. The Vo'achem. Minayin Af B'Yitzia. Okay, so all the Pasuk tells you is going in. Right? How do you know leaving? Now, what does leaving here mean?
Exiting the Heichal.
Yeah, but exiting the Heichal what? No, it can't be. No, they can't be drunk because if I went in drunk, I'm right over the Isser. So what's it telling you? Right. So it must be that so, the easy pshat. This is where the Rambam is going to be easier. The easy pshat is to say what? I can't bring a bottle of McAllen's in with me into the Heichal, right? At this point, right? And then drink and then leave. That's what it seems like it's saying.
Why would you
think that's skip the question? Oh, that's drush number two. Atol Vanecha. Because what does it pasuk tell you? No, Olmoid, which is what? I made the color scheme for you. Is the black. The Heichal, right? What is it? What do they learn out from? They learn out from the other pasuk over there, but what else do they learn out this applies to? To that. So as far as we're concerned, the Mizbeach is synonymous with... With what? No. Well, not with... Well, with the Heichal. With the Heichal. No. Not the blue. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yes. Minayin Shidachai Vel B'Shas Avoda. What does Shas Avoda mean? That's also bizarre.
There's a required
avoda. Time
of avoda. So again, what we learn out from that other pasuk with this pasuk is that when can a kohen not go in? He can't be there b'shas avoda. Now, does that mean the time of avoda? Does it mean a ma'isa avoda? What does this mean? Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav. Yirali. Okay, so you can't say anything, but what a strange introduction to a Rambam, right? I mean, this you should ask. Rav Chaim doesn't have to ask this. It's going to come up, but what's strange about this Rambam? Just from the first two... Yeah, what does Yerali mean?
Appears to me.
The Rambam doesn't write like that, okay? What does that imply?
He's not sure.
Right. So he's saying
there's room for him to be wrong.
Right. Well, he's just saying that he's deducing from something. He's making a deduction. He's saying, "I'm deducing. It appears to me." Shakol Kohen Akash Lavoda. Shasai Bechule. Now you guys know from before, because you read the Rambam before, what's the halacha if a Kohen who has... Now, we're going to equate, just to make it easier. When I say Shasa Yain, what am I really referring to? What? No, what am I referring to? Categorically. I'm referring to Pre Rosh and Kore Begadim, okay, as well. So again, there's three... They're all exactly the same. And we're not defining why they would be different, because that's not what Chaim takes up. But for now, a guy who had something to drink, hair issues, ripped clothing, those three can't go. So we're just going to refer... We're going to use Shasa Yain. What? When he gets a haircut. No, we're not getting into that. If you were Shasa Yain, you did a voda, what are you chayiv in?
Yes.
Misu Shemayim. So the Rambam is telling you, you royally what? That, come on. That Shekol Kol and Karshal Avoda, what's the Chiddush?
That if you don't do it, then you get...
That you get Malkus.
Oh, for...
For going in. So at this point, what's the Rambam saying?
We're going in drunk or doing the service drunk?
No, just going in drunk. Okay? Where's the Isser Kenisa for a Shasa Yayin, which remember includes the other two, is where? Mizbeach HaMiyan, which we're going to call, that's the blue zone. Okay? Blue zone. Is that clear? Yeah. In fact,
I can't do it that way.
But anyway, fine. So Mizbeach HaMiyan. Okay? Mizbeach HaMiyan. Is that clear?
No,
blue zone.
Blue zone.
Okay, go on.
Blue zone.
So, any entering the blue zone is meritorious blushes.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't think it's the right term. Okay. Uvasagazal, ze.
Flagellation.
Mitzasav. Mitzasav. Ella. Wait. What does that mean? This is what you were asking before. What does that mean?
He's in close to the Mizbeach.
So, what does that mean?
The blue zone is not all close to Mizbeach.
Right. Well, according to Ravid, if there's going to be an Isser, where would it apply? What? No. That's not what he says. Come on. What does he say? Elo kashu karav lemizbeach.
Close to Mizbeach.
What? Close to Mizbeach. What does close to Mizbeach mean?
I guess the blue zone.
No, it can't mean the blue zone. Then why is that saying Akasha? It's not the blue zone. Where's karav lemizbeach mean? What? Well, I'm with Dal Amos, but it certainly means one thing. What doesn't it mean? Ulam. So all he can learn out from the Sifra is what? There's only one thing you can learn out from the Sifra.
Heichal. Mizbeach.
Right. All you can learn out is that whatever applies to the Heichal applies to the Mizbeach. That's it. You can't learn anything about this.
Right. So why can't he be saying, why wouldn't he...
What are malos?
What? Degrees
of what? Degrees of so give me an example.
Harabias.
Okay. So all right, good. So you have different levels of, you have different mekomos, you have different places that are what? That, and each one reflects a different level of Kedusha. So what does the Ravid say? So he's saying, not only can you not learn out this from the Medrash, but what else?
There's no idea of these concentric
levels. Well, the Raisa. In other words, certainly this, right? If you hold Malos Darbanon, you can't tell me what? If Malos Darbanon, you can't tell. According to Rambam, exactly. Kimichai Malkus. You can't tell me walking in there.
Kimichai Mita, though?
You'll see why in a second. But I certainly, your Chai Misa, if you do what?
The rabbis can kill you?
No. Midoraiso. Your Chai Misa, when you do a Voda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? But your Midorabanan, if I walk in there, yeah, I'm over an Isser Durabanan. But Midoraiso, according to the rabbi, there's no Isser to walk in here if I'm drunk. There's no idea like that. Okay? So at this point, what's the Machlokas Rama and Ravid? What? Are Malos the Raisa Durabanan? Right? If Malos the Raisa, then you can argue. Now, come on, let's be a little more sophisticated. In the Ravid, is really asking two kashas.
Right.
There's really two kashas there. What are two kashas? He's asking two kashas. His first kash is what?
How do you abstract love from the.
His first question is that you can't extrapolate any idea of a zone from Olam Moed to Mizbeach, right? And what's the second kasha? Right. So that's a deeper kasha. The second kasha is that okay, even if you could, there's no zone to speak of here. We're going to get this idea of zone from because it's Darabanan. Zone is Darabanan. Yes. And now he quotes the Rama, the second halacha of the Rama, right? Right, so now the Rambam says, whatever you're going to say by entering, you have to say by exiting. So it's one idea. Okay? Right, so what happens? So he says, that's what, and again, it's not crazy. His way of learning the Hekesh is a good Hekesh. He's saying, the same way I can't go in, so do I can't go out. Well, what's the case of going out? It can't be that I'm already drunk when I go out, because if I walked in drunk, there's no separate issue going out drunk, so what must the case be according to the Rambam? The case is that I stuck a bottle of wine into the base of Mikdash. Second Rambam's telling you that just like going in is a problem, so too going out is a problem. And what's the case of going out? Where a guy drank, let's say, in the Ulam zone and left. But Cohen drank in the Ulam zone and left, he'd be over the Isser Yitzia.
Is there an Isser drinking?
Imudvarav.
Wait, I
was a kid, so I could go down. Okay. Right? Okay, but.
They're not dead, they're sleeping.
Imudvarav. So he says something very funny. He says the Rambam doesn't even have to write the case that a guy drank wine, right, between the Ulam, Mizbeach Ulam zone. Why not?
No.
What's the Rambam's kasha?
Yeah.
What's his kasha? But we're going to have a problem. If you're going to tell me that how does the Rambam then learn Yetziah? Putting aside what the initial kasha is. But he's going to have to learn, the Medrash tells you there's an idea in Yetziah, right? So how does he learn Yetziah? So what does Af Yetziah mean? Lomar Sha'af im Shasa b'chutz, the nechnas lahechal chayav. So it's very bizarre. What does he hold Yetziah means here? It doesn't mean any Yetziah that I would think. It means... Yes.
Outside of what?
Outside of the Heichal. So if I drank... Well, just take him literally, okay? Whereas if I was outside here, and I went to the Heichal...
Outside.
Just here. As just Kohanim. Okay, well, let's make the case beautiful. The Rabbi would say, let's say I'm here, and I drink, and I go into the Heichal. That's Yetziah.
Because
there's no Knesset according to him.
Why not just from like outside?
Ramban!
You're nuts.
Mitzvos lo saseh, ayin gimel. So you guys looked at the mitzvah saseh in the Rambam. What's a mitzvah saseh in the Rambam? Mitzvah saseh ayin gimel is what? Right, by mitzvah, his hiranu, mikanes le mikdash. Right, there's an issur to what? To go into the base of mikdash. When you're?
Drunk.
Shasi ayin, pru rosh, and kriya begadah. Okay, so therefore, the Ramban says what? All right, so again, the Ravid. Well, I'm going to leave the Ravid off for now, okay? For a reason, okay? What does the Ramban hold? What does the Ramban hold?
He knows that there's only an Isavira Sevavida.
No, that's not... What did he say so far?
Where?
Just tell me what he said so far. Don't be so fancy.
He says that all the dinim regarding...
There's no such thing as an Isser Kinesa and Yitzia according to the Ramban.
There is. It's universal.
Well, no. Hold on, what?
It's not, there is an Isser.
Right. There's no idea of an Isser Kinesa on a Shasayayin according to the Ramban.
Anywhere,
there's only what? There's Bia
Rekanis. Anywhere there's Isser Avodah, there's Isser. Not Isser, but anywhere you're not, there is no potential for Avodah.
That's Bia Rekanis. Right? So Bia Rekanis means what? Meaning that anyone, I can't, none of us can walk into the base of Mikdash today. Because if we did, we can't do Avodah. So by definition, you know, over the Isra of Birikanis, right? Since there is no, see, it's according to Ramban, according to Ramban, from an area, from an aspect of simplicity, who would you see, it would seem like the Ramban seems to make a lot more sense, right? Have one Isra across the board. Because we're going to start creating a separate Isra for this guy and that guy and that guy. No, just say it's a nice clause.
Ramban would hold this too, sir.
What? All right, see, Vinay Ramban, back to that. He says, what? Ulas Isser shall be Rekanis in Noi B'chaladam. Right? Every person, in other words, be Rekanis is a din in humans. Right? There's no Kohen Gadol, Yisrael, Levi, and all that stuff. It's just simply any person. Okay, go on. Key. So now he count. Now he, that's his other move. But he can't tell me there's no Issa Doraisa at all. So what's the Issa Doraisa? Avoda. So when the Torah talks about Shasal Yayin, when the Torah talks about Tameh, when the Torah talks about Baal Mum, all those cases, when is the Issa, what is the Issa expressed? It's through Avoda. Okay, so again, according to Ramban, there's an Issa Bi'eri Kanis, and then there's the separate thing called Isra Avoda. So according to Ramban, if I'm Shasal Yayin, and I walk into that area, what's the problem?
What? This reminds us what breaks the...
Perek Vav, Behelchos Bias HaMikdash. Baal Mum. Cain. Right. Vizel Hashano. Vichulei. Vichulei. Avad. Now, what does that sound like according to the Rambam says what? Exactly. So Rambam, so now we have four, right? We have the big three, and then Baal Mum also. There's a separate Isser Kenisa on the Baal Mum.
The big three.
The big three, which is Shasal Yayin, Puri Rosh, and Kuri Begadim. And then there's another one, the Baal Mum. All right, Baal Mum. Okay, he also, there's also an Isser name. So Ramban also asks on that, the Gamal Zen Nechlaka Ramban, the Mitzvah Samach Tes Sham, the Kasav. Right. So the Ramban's consistent, right? Because what does Ramban say? What? The Ramban, right. So the Ramban says every time the Rambam has an Isser Kenisa, the Ramban's going to take out his Isser Avoda gun and fire it. Okay? Now, let's take a step back for a second. So according to the Rambam, there's an Isser Kenisa on what? On those four. Okay? According to Ramban, how many Isser Kenisas are there? Zero. There's just Birikanis, right? And according to Ravid, well, I'll tell you what's funny. Wow, there's three. Because what? Take a look at Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, and the Baal Mum. Did you read ahead? In the Rukhaim?
I read the paragraph.
Oh, so you know what the Rukhaim is about to ask. Oh, okay, yeah. But yet, when you look at Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, the Ravid does not what? He doesn't argue in the Rambam, which means what? No. So this is very bad. Okay, the Rambam holds there's an Isser Kenisa by the big three. We'll just make it simple. We'll call it Shasal Yayin, as well as a Baal Mum, right? And that's equal. They're equal.
When you say that, it's
the three. Yeah. Right. The Ramban holds there's Isser Voda, but when it comes to Kenisa, there's no Isser Kenisa. There's simply Birikanis, right? Okay. So therefore, the Ramban has no distinction, and the Rambam has every distinction. The Rambam comes along and says there's no Isser Kenisa by Shasal Yayin, but he doesn't argue in the Rambam when it comes to Baal Mum. That sounds that way.
So he
has a non. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. On. Phelim. Mikudash Rimeno. Yeah, no, we'll say so. But the Mishnah, what? I don't know. Who cares? But the Mishnah, I don't know. But the Mishnah says what? The Mishnah has what? Has Shasal Yayin and Baal Mum equated, and they can't go into what zone? The Ulam zone. That's open Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah seems to be openly like the Rambam. I was about to say. No, the Das Ramban.
The Das Ramban. Who's the
Malos Ramban? The Malos Ramban. So what all the Mishnah is talking about, that's a very difficult hypothesis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the Ramban is going to have to learn that the malos that are spoken about in the Mishnah Kelim are malos to Rabbanan.
Not all of them.
Okay. Which ones aren't? Chayin.
You're going to get kids from me.
Mum. So the Raivan never argues in the Rambam when it comes to Baal Mum. Okay? The Uchanirim is there. Karamam. Ukanisa. So clearly it appears that according to the Raivah would agree with the Rambam that when it comes to an Isser Kanisa by Baal Mum, there's an Isser Kanisa. Keep going.
Not an Isser Kanisa because of
the other
Rambam.
He doesn't be a Rekanis. Correct. Right. Kidechazinan. Wait, let me just write down Mati objects to this, but Kidechazinan Delo Hisig, right? Rak Baramam Lokos, Rak Beperak Aleph, Gabe Shasayayin, Upre Rosh, Vakuri Begadim. Because the Ravid only asks the Kasha when it comes to the case of the Shasayayin. But Parakvav Gabe Balmum Lesa Sham Shumasaga Klav Tsarachian. We have to understand why the Raivah decides to ask a Kash and the Ramam in one Makom, but not the other Makom. Only by Shasayayin, not by Balmum. Or another way to put it is that there is an idea of an Ulam by Balmum, but there's no idea of a Knesset Baal Shasayayin. Talasi Shasayayin, Pre Rosh Kri Begadim. Now here comes the question, methodologically, okay? Ramban. So does he hold that the Ramban, essentially, and therefore there's only an Isra B'Yerei Kanis, right? And there's also only an Isra Avoda, right? He has to. Right? Was a the Chalaz Rasa Lo Nema Rak Al Avoda, and the Azhara is only an Avoda. Oh, Dib MS. Das Arayvin. Shove. Or is he really like the Rambam? Right, that there's the Chiyah Misa is only on Avoda, Aval Azhara Ika Gam Biyav Knisa. Right, and there is an Azhara on Knisa, right? But Nemra. Bazehu the cholik, visvirele da darshin and da asa mizbech olamoid zeu rak alvoda mizbech hain avoda. What's he saying?
Hey,
what's he saying? He's saying obviously who does he want to who does he want to line up the rival like? A lot of shock of attire here. I love this stuff. This is great. Okay, if the rival really holds like the Rambam, right? So what's his kasha in Parak Aleph? If the Raivah does hold like the Rambam, I mean, there is an Isser Kanisa, so what's his kashya on the Rambam? I'll read it again. He says, V'chol ha'asagahi rak amasha kasav Rambam da'azhara zu nemra al mizbeach v'lefnim. Bazehu d'cholek v'sfirile da'ad d'arshinan da'asa mizbeach al-amoyed zeu rak al-avoda d'mizbeach hainu avoda. So what's he arguing on the Rambam? Maybe you guys were saying before, by malos d'rabanan, that's what you meant to say. Okay, what you meant to say was that was a rabbit hold. The rabbit holds, of course, is an idea of Isser Kanisa. He just holds there's no Isser Kanisa by the Ulam. Why? Because there's no zone called Ulam. Hachi mashma lashon arayvid. This sounds like what the rabbit's saying. Shekasav she'afim shasa bechutz v'nichnas lahechal chayev. Because he says later on, even if I drank outside and I went into the heichal chayev, the hachi kamarachmana bizman bia lo tehe shichrus beheichal uva mizbeach. Misa nami ika b'shasayayin. Hare dechalak dina mizbeach medina heichal. De mizbeach ika gamisa. All the Rav is learning is that whatever applies to the heichal will apply to the mizbeach. So just like doing a voda on the heichal gets misa, guess what? If I do a voda on the mizbeach and I'm shasayayin, I will get misa as well. Hold on. V'hainam yishum de mizbeach kaima al shas avoda. So when we say shas avoda, what do we mean? We don't mean the hour of avoda. We mean which means by the mizbeach. Okay, the bezeh ika gam chiyam misa uvehechal shehizker kaima al bia below avoda. The less b'chiyam misa rakas har bavad. But when it comes to the heichal, again, what does he say? Al bia below avoda. Avoda. So what do we learn out from the... Okay, so we learn out from the Medrash what? We learn out from the Medrash, very simple. There's an Isser Kenisa into the Heichal. That's for sure, right? There's an Isser Avoda by the Mizbeach by Shasa Yayin, but there's no Isser Kenisa of a Shasa Yayin into that area. He says, and here's the problem, V'chein hu muchak b'hasagasa... We're almost done for today. B'hasagasa Rishona Shekasav aval lifnim min ha-Mizbeach malos d'rabanan heim. What does he mean when he said malos d'rabanan heim? D'zeu lehedja... Dilo polig rock albena ulam ulamizbeach. Avabahechal de chalukas kudushasa humidva medivre Torah. Bezes spherle karamam. The yesh azara beshasagan for Rosh Makuri begadam. I'll be of a kisalavad. Right? Gabalo avoda. What? Correct. Pilfize nimsa de beikara din shavadas a rival das ramam. So therefore, it would appear the rival lines up like the ramam. The yesh azharas bia ukanisa b'shasa yayin pre rosh akrei begadim v'hasagasu he rock bezed it's fairly debain ulam lizbeach shavu l'shar kol azara key line. So therefore, the according to the Ravid, if there's no ulam, that zone is what azara zone. Meaning this area here, it's all the same, right? Imkein shmamina de iser biyason who rock beheichal midvar Torah midivri Torah, right? Ubeina ulam lizbeach in iser kinyasan rock midivreim malas darbanan. But then, Asher lefizet sarachian lama lo hisig harayved gam bebalmum. Okay, came and debena ulam lizbeach shavu l'shar kol azara imkain haray baal korchach de gam balmum ain iser knisas l'sham rak malas darbanan. Okay, so he's going to have to say that he doesn't ask the question on the Rambam, right? But that's going to be a problem because how can he? In other words, what's Rav Chaim saying at this point? You're going to have to say the Ravid holds essentially that the ulam is a makam what. There are banan, and there's no Isser Kenisa. So what is it with the Baal Mum? How can we ask about the Baal Mum? So he's sticking to his pshat. He's not going like you. He's saying it's not that there's for one gavra there's a mala deraisa and one is not. That's absurd. No offense or anything. Rather, what's he saying? He's saying it's always malas derbanan. How does he get out of the problem? The tzarach lomar, the samach hamasha hisnik beperikal kabeshasayim, just like Cohen Jr. said. Oh, okay. Young coin. Okay? Came in the Travayu Chad Milsa Havian, the Chada Hasaga Hibiyasoda, the Baina Ulam is back, you saw some in different Shavuot just a Sharkal Azar Bitsrakian. Okay? Yes. Two issues you gotta balance and understand that each position is lining up, is emphasizing one over the other. So let's say, what are malos? Again, what are the malos? Malos are. What? Levels of Kedusha. Okay? Mekomos of Kedusha. And we're just going to stick to the base of Mikdash. So working backwards, Kodesh Kedashim is a mala, right? Heichal is a mala. And let's say for now, the Azara is a mala, okay? All right. Now, are malos midoraisa or midorbanan? Well, it depends. The Rambam holds the Raisa. The Ramban holds, let's put the Rabbi to the side for a second. That's malos. So again, malos is a machlokes, or malos deraisa derbanan. This is the first thing you guys can think about, by the way, the first svara. What, the Rambam holds malos deraisa, Ramban holds malos derbanan. What are they arguing about? Okay, that's one side of the equation. Now, the other side of the equation, and part of your job is going to be how to bring them together. That's what the Rav Chaim is going to do. The other side is, the Rambam holds is an Isser Kenisa, right? There's an Isser Kenisa on a Shasa Yayin, there's an Isser Kenisa on a Baal Mum, there's an Isser Kenisa on a Tameh. Each person has an Isser Kenisa, and that Isser Kenisa is related to what? What's it related to? Whatever mala they're not allowed to go into. For instance, a Shasa Yayin can't go into, let's say, the Ulam zone. Therefore, it is, he's over in Isser Kenisa. The Ramban, does he have an Isser Kenisa? No, it was a generic one called Biyarei Kanis. Okay, now, plug in, forget the Rabbi, plug in Ulam. Okay, the Rambam holds is a separate Isser Kenisa for Shasa Yayin into this Ulam zone. Okay, and the Ulam is a Mala Doraisa, because the Mishnah says so. Right? So if a Shasa Yayin walks in to the Ulam, he's over in Isser. And what does he get? Malkus. Okay? Okay. Is that clear? Alright? Does anyone have a problem with that? That's just a fact. Now the Ravid comes along and does what? The Ravid says he's bothered by the Rambam's what? Let's just take the Rambam's conclusion. What is he bothered by?
Ulam.
He's bothered by the idea of an Ulam. He says, I agree with you, Rambam, that there's an idea of an Isser Kenisa that applies to 9 out of 10 malos. Right, he says, this Isser Kenisa I don't buy. There's no Ulam zone. There's none? Okay. So now that's even more problematic. Why is it more problematic? Because if I have a choice, if I'm going to pick a position, Pick either the Rambam or the Ramban. Either you're going to tell me Malos Daraisa or Malos Darbana. But what are you going to tell me? All the Malos Daraisa except for this one? Why is he so bothered by the Ulam? What bothers him by the Ulam? It's nice. It's a nice zone. It's very natural, right? Goes from his back in. Okay.
It's not contained.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the Mishnah says so, and the Rambam seems to think that's the case. And then his clever way of getting out of the issue of Perek Vav is to say that what did the Rabbit say? The Rabbit doesn't ask a kasha in Perek Vav because he laid down his foundation in Perek Vav.